let's park the bike and chat to Kiwi Dave Monk. He and his family, wife Rachel and sons Dylan and Lewis, are cycling from Kenitra in Morocco to Ballater. Good afternoon, Dave. Welcome to Out for the Weekend.
Thanks, Fiona, and nice to join you and the listeners.
Well, it's fantastic. And with the absolute greatest respect, Dave, I have to ask you, are you mad for undertaking this? It's amazing. Are you mad? No.
I think so. I think some days we are. Some days we feel completely nuts. And other days we're just kind of loving what we're doing and really relishing the environment we're in. So, yeah.
So how old are the boys now?
The boys are, well, Louis is our youngest. He is 7 3/4, coming up to 8. And he'll, you know, he's got like 60 days to go. So he's almost there. Mm-hmm. And Dylan's just turned 9.
Okay. So where are you at the moment, Dave?
Currently we're in Andalusia in a little town called Vejer de la Frontera. We've had a couple of weeks here while we've just been waiting for extra supplies to arrive from the UK so we can continue the journey north towards Scotland.
So describe the landscape around you at the moment.
Well, I've got a great view where we are looking out over towards the Atlantic. So we're down towards the bottom southwestern pocket of Spain. Rolling hills, rural Andalusia, and just a great place to hang out.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. And now, I read your blog, and I guess you did have a bit of a stay that you weren't expecting, because you needed, was it a new tent, is that right?
Yeah, we did. We had 4 weeks in Morocco, and the first night we got back to Spain, we were free camping down in a very windy place, and it's known for kite surfing, but we just chanced it, and the tent got shredded and ripped to bits, and a big gale force.
Oh, no. So what did you do? I mean, did you have to camp out just under the stars then?
Yeah, we did. You know, traveling with kids, you're always looking for the adventure in the situation, even when things get tough. So we turned it into a bit of a stargazing theme and, you know, saw a few little shooting stars and just pretty much turned the tent into a bivy bag. The poles were snapped, so we discarded those and just slept down underneath the stars.
Now, you sound very much like a glass half full man. There's no stopping you, is there? Make an adventure of it.
You've got to make the most. I mean, it's quite... Rachel is very much like that, so I think we thrive with each other for that sort of thing.
So you started in Morocco. Where have you cycled through then? What's your route been?
Okay, so we kicked it off in Spain, just at the bottom part of Spain here, and we crossed over into Morocco and we did 600 kilometres. We spent a month going down through the Atlantic coast as far as Kenitra, which is just north of Rabat, the capital. And then we cruised inland and did a wee bit through the agricultural plains, what's known as the Fertile Crescent. So a lot of farmland and subsistence farming. And we turned it into pretty much a bit of a loop, really, through the top of North Morocco.
So what's the journey been like so far?
Yeah, oh, look, it's been... We've done a lot of tour cycling in the past as a family and before the kids. It's been a great experience and we've really enjoyed our opportunity of being together as a family, and for Morocco, especially taking on board what's a new culture, new language, and just, seeing how it all sort of rocks and rolls over there.
I can't begin to imagine the amount of luggage that you must have had to take with you. How on earth did you decide what was essential and what was perhaps a luxury and had to be left at home?
Yeah. Now, that's a really good point. I think, you know, we got everything out at first, and then there's this sort of ethos of tour cyclists. You get everything out and then you've everything you want to take and then you halve it. Whereas we halved it and then we halved it again because the kids wanted to take teddies and you know, a couple of annuals and that sort of stuff. But we finally got there. It's a great time to travel in the modern era because you can load all your books up on your e-readers and that sort of stuff. And certainly the kids, they do correspondence school through New Zealand. So a lot of their work comes through formats online and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, good.
That sounds a brutal process, though. So they got to throw their toys out then. What did you have to sacrifice? What's the most difficult thing you had to chuck out?
Yeah. Oh, look, maybe my teddy bears too, perhaps. But, I mean, they're still back in New Zealand. But, look, I think we just, you sort of whittle things down as you get along, and a few clothes here and there that you probably get used to wearing in the real world. But other than that, you kind of just simplicity and keep it all basic.
So, what I mean, you're having what sounds like an adventure of a lifetime, but is there anything that you're missing or anything particularly the boys are missing about being on the road?
We've been, more or less, we've been travelling for 4 years. We originally left New Zealand 2 years ago with the idea of doing, we left 4 years ago. Mm. The initial plan was to do 2 years over in Europe and sort of just hang out over here before heading back. But we've kind of been on the road. We worked up in Ballater doing summer work at the caravan park up there. So we've kind of been whittling things down and we've been journeying about for the last 4 years. So I think, with the exception of family, we're just kind of making the most of being out there and yeah.
You'll have seen, of course, you'll have seen what happened, of course, to the Ballater caravan park, unfortunately.
I know. And we were due to go back this year coming, and it was really devastating to see what happened. Mm. I think in some ways that's what made us decide to continue tour cycling while we're over this neck of the woods. And we've made Ballater our sort of little goal to get back and say goodbye to the people that we've met over the last couple of years. So it's really sad what's happened, but Scottish folk, we know that they're really hardy and they bounce back from these things, so we're looking forward to getting back to Ballater Caravan Park and seeing how it runs.
What about the boys' schooling, Dave? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're quite fortunate. The New Zealand Correspondence School, which is a government-funded school of NZ, is set up, and wherever we are in the world, they'll either send gear over, send work over in the format of workbooks or mathematical assignments, or we can type online and jump onto their internet.
Now, you mentioned, of course, that you've been on other long-distance cycles, and the one that sticks out for me is the one that you took when the kids were really young. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the boys were, Rach and I are both nurses, and we managed to get a couple of months off work from our jobs. And when the boys were 1 and 3, we chucked them on the back of our bikes and we took them around the South Island of New Zealand. So that was a 900-kilometre journey. And we just really took our time. And for us, it was meant to be the last trip. It was meant to be, us getting it out of our system.
Didn't happen.
No, it just fueled the fire even more. So, yeah, it's all part of the fun.
What is it that you and Rachel enjoy so much about it? What is it that you guys get out of it?
Sure, out of the tour cycling aspect, we enjoy the time that we get to share as a family. You know, in today's world, it's fast paced and it's crunchy, so it's nice just to slow down, just to take a slow adventure. We enjoy the challenge and the excitement that comes with tour cycling and finding those challenges and exciting experiences in the everyday sort of simplicity of life on the road. Life at 15 k's an hour and appreciating each other. You know, you really sort of have to rely on each other during these journeys, being proud of who we are and proud of the family and proud of each other. So, yeah.
And how do you keep the boys motivated, Dave? Is that hard sometimes?
Oh, look, you know, a good solid whip goes a long way. So it's just like being a jockey. Look, it's kids, boys love adventures. And when our boys were young, we started off by reading them Enid Blyton stories or getting in the garden with a couple of sticks and having a pirate fight. All we're doing is we're just trying to continue that adventure. For us, the adventure is that we're on a bike ride and some nights we're free camping or we're up against the, you know, strong winds and that sort of stuff. But just trying to find the adventurous in the simplicity or in the physical world that's around us.
And have you had any sort of hairy moments or sort of spicier moments that you've that's given you a wee bit of a shock, I suppose?
Yeah, look, 99% of the time, percent of the times, everything's fine. There's the odd occasion in Morocco. Again, we were getting further and further off the beaten track, and there was a Friday afternoon when we realised that you'd just probably not a great idea to cycle on Friday evening because the kids are all out from school and chucking stones at the alien tour cyclists that are sort of like cranking through becomes a bit of a sport. But aside from that, no, I mean, a lot of what we've experienced so far has been, you know, profound generosity from people and random kindness, and a lot of strangers that we've sort of met and gone away feeling like we've got a connection or friendship, no matter which country we're in.
So where to next? Where are you heading to next?
Oh, from here we're leaving tomorrow from Vejer de la Frontera, and we're going to make our way up through the Meseta Central, which is the plateau of Spain. We're going to wind our way up to Valencia, and then hopefully up through to France. We've got a friend in the Massif Central.
Mm.
We'll stay there, and then we're going to cut our way up towards Britain. So it's months. We're looking at arriving into Scotland around July, August, but we've got time to do this, so it's a great opportunity.
Well, how about then, Dave, we catch up with you a bit further on your journey and check out how you're getting on and hear about your adventures. Would that be all right?
I absolutely love to do that. If anyone wants to catch up with us on the road, we've got a website which is called poppingthebubble.com, which is kind of figurative of what we're doing, but I'd love to catch up with you again, Fiona. It'd be
fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, let's do that. We'll maybe catch up with you where you're in the Massif Central in France and just see how you're getting on. Dave, best of luck with the journey. It sounds like you're having an absolute ball. We'll look forward to hearing your next adventures.
Thanks, Fiona.
And just a reminder, you can follow the monks on their journey or check out some of their pictures by going to poppingthebubble.com.